This is Spencer Chase at the 84th National FFA Convention, and we're here with Josh Blyle, who just spoke at the American FFA Degree Recognition Reception. Josh's speech, entitled One Step at a Time, gave details about his life as a U.S. Marine and how he was wounded in Iraq. And Josh, when you were talking about the training that you did for Iraq, you talked about how you train culturally, as well as physically and morally. What can you tell me about training culturally and why it's important?
We even understand, even in wartime, it's just, you know, building relationships with people. But we learn that there's other people over there that are innocent. We try to learn as much language as possible, but also learn about their culture so we can respect that. So we can go out and learn how to deal with other cultures and learn to be successful together. So it was important for us to be able to work with those people and not just go over there and try to strong arm somebody.
Definitely. And you talked about how it was a life-changing moment for you when you got to watch the Colts and the Bears play in the Super Bowl, and when you realized that you had your platform. What can you tell us about how we can all find our platforms and how we can use them?
Yeah, I just, at that game, I realized that people were going to watch me and notice me, and I thought it was because of my legs and I looked different, but it was really just learning about life. We all have that platform, and it's how people look at us, and we know that younger brothers and sisters and our classmates look to us to be an example, and we have the opportunity and a responsibility to use that platform to the best of our ability to show others what it's like to be part of a community, what it's like to give back, but do the right things morally and faithfully in this world.
And Josh, you talked briefly about building relationships in your speech. Why do you think it's important to build relationships with those around you?
I think it's important, you know, to get past the surface stuff, but to know if you want to be successful in a business, in life, it's about getting to know the people around you and getting to know that deep down we all want the same things out of life, to be successful, to be happy, to protect our family, and to realize that, you know what, together, even through the hard times, we can get through those if we support one another by just realizing that those relationships are the most important. The relationships you form in FFA, the relationships you form in your family and in your community are what going to make you successful in this world.
And Josh, you mentioned in your speech that you did not have experience in high school as an FFA member, but you did realize the importance of it and valued its importance. What can you tell us about the connection between your speech, its message, and the National FFA organization?
You know, I think just my message and the FFA, it's about life. You know, they for years, what they're trying to do is not only teach and mold these young adults, but just to tell them that life can be challenging, it can be hard, but it's about doing the right thing, and it's about putting the hard work into it. That is what's going to get you, you know, through that. And my message is the same. It's overcoming obstacles, but it's about looking to those around you for the support and knowing that FFA is always going to be a huge support in their lives. No matter, you know, once they get out, they can be alumni, but you'll find in the job market today they'll meet up with a lot of old FFA people.
That was Josh Blyle, the keynote speaker at the American FFA Degree Recognition Reception. I'm Spencer Chase.